This is the World Industrial News for Thursday, April 25th, brought to you by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas. The Texas Electric Grid Operator is expecting tremendous electric demand growth over the next 5 to 7 years, driven mainly by data centers, oil and gas operations, other new business, and new residents. Pablo Vegas, president and chief executive of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, told the agency's board of directors this week. The surge in future demand could be about 40,000 megawatts above the agency's forecast from last year and could place added stress on ERCOT's ability to keep the lights on in the Lone Star State. ERCOT, which serves an estimated 90% of Texas, hit a record peak load of 85,508 megawatts on August 10th, the agency said. By 2030, Vegas said this week, ERCOT's load could reach about 152,000 megawatts, nearly double its historic peak and far higher than what is projected in 2023. Earlier this week, NG North America took a big step forward on a series of recently commissioned renewable projects in the U.S. when it wrapped up more than $1 billion of tax equity financing through separate agreements with JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs Group, and BNP Paribas. The financing bolsters 950 megawatts of solar projects and 353 megawatts of wind projects across areas managed by ERCOT, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, and Southwest Power Pool. Industrial Info is tracking about $9 billion worth of active and planned projects across the U.S. and Canada from NG. A vessel partially laden with liquefied natural gas left the Freeport LNG export terminal in Texas on Tuesday. The first such shipment in nearly 2 weeks, vessel tracking data show. And magnets created from rare earth elements such as neodymium and samarium show exceptional strength when compared to ordinary magnets. As the strongest type of magnet available commercially, rare earth magnets are employed in applications where strong magnetic fields are required. These are increasingly used for greener sectors such as the wind power and electric vehicle sectors, but also include other segments such as medicine and aerospace and defense applications such as missile guidance systems. With their growing use in these continually developing technologies, U.S. manufacturers are underway with a number of projects involving rare earth magnets production. For details on these and other breaking news, read the full stories at www.industrialinfo.com. I'm Peggy Tuck, reporting for Industrial Info News.